Hello and welcome to the latest pre-season interview with Slough joint manager Neil Baker following this evening's game against Beaconsfield Town. How are you, Neil?
I'm very well, John. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. So a familiar venue for this pre-season game. What did you make of it?
Pleased first half. Thought we kept the ball well. You know, I think they had their probably best chance in the first minute. I think Stoney got caught on the ball and they had a good chance within the first minute. But with that exception, you know, the game was pretty much played in their half and we sort of carved them open at times and kept the ball really well. So, I was quite pleased. I felt that we needed to be a little bit more ruthless. We had quite a few chances that we didn't take. You know, and that's important in football. You need to take your chances to kill games off nice and early, and didn't think we did that. It was a pleased first half.
Yeah, how close was the starting 11 to what you and Unders perhaps think your strongest starting 11 was?
It's difficult to tell, to be honest. There's still two more games to go. You know, there's still a number of decisions for us to make. We went relatively strong, you know, but that's what we'll be doing between now and the start of the season, really. First half, pleased. Less so second half. I thought we got a little bit sloppy. I think we gave the ball away at times, trying to overplay. I just felt we took the foot off the gas a little bit second half, and credit to Beaconsfield, you know, they worked hard and they kept the ball well at times second half and probably deservedly got their goal. I mean, I still felt that we had obviously more chances to score second half, but fair play to them.
Is there anything that you can put that down to in the second half, that the easing off, the performance levels dropping a little bit?
No, it's our you know, pre-season, you know, unfortunately, it's so difficult. You know, I was talking to Mark Betts in the change room afterwards, and he said, you know, you've been there as a player yourself, you know, how difficult sometimes it is to get yourself up for the game, you know, when you're sort of in control of the game, sometimes you can just switch off mentally and you know, it's not a league game, points aren't at stake, and you know, and if that runner does get off you, then yes, it's not ideal, but you know, it's not the end of the world. And I think sometimes that can get into players' heads, and I've done it myself as a player, so what we ask is that they do work hard as much as they can, and you know, and they work on their fitness, and you know, when you come to the real thing of the league points, games become very, very different. You know, you don't see so many teams passing the ball around as, you know, around the back. You know, you see things go from A to B a lot quicker, and you know, because there's so much more on it.
And is that something that you think will happen also within Slough this season? You know, at the moment you've got a lot of ball players out there, and a lot of the signings that you've brought in are footballers, and we're not the biggest side, you know, physically. Is there going to be a different style of play?
Well, there has to be. I mean, that's, you know, the 3G dictates that. You know, you can't go and smash a ball, you know, 60, 70 yards on a 3G, because it would just end up running out of play, and you just keep giving the ball back. So you know, we've put a side together, you know, that will play 50% of their games on a 3G pitch. And
And how will they then cope with the other 50% of the games when you're up against some,
you know,
big criticism?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, we've had that in the past. You know, we weren't the biggest back end of the season. I think good example was the Chippenham game when, you know, obviously I wasn't there, and but John told me, you know, we played Sean at centre half, Warren Harris at right back, probably against the biggest side in the league, and you know, comfortably dealt with it. So, you know, I think, you know, we'll play on probably, I don't know, 30-40% of the pitches will be very good. You know, you look at the likes of St Neots, Dorchester, Weymouth, Biggleswade, you know, they're very good pitches. Basingstoke will be excellent. Hayes and Yedding will be excellent. So, you know, we'll be playing on a number of decent pitches, and, you know, the poorer pitches are probably few and far between. So, you know, yeah, obviously we know we'll need to mix it at times, and I'm sure we'll be able to do that. But, you know, first and foremost, we need to be able to play. And it is a different, slightly different way that we have played at times in the past. But it's you know, it's a nice way to play football.
And talking of tonight's games, which particular individual performance has shone out today?
you know, I thought Simon Dunn and Nathan Webb, you know, looked good in the middle together. You know, they both work very hard. They're both tenacious. They're both good, you know, good players. You know, I thought Gav worked very hard. You know, I thought Gav and Charlie looked quite sharp together first half, and thought Warren worked hard. You know, I thought there was especially first half, there was a number of, you know, relatively good performances, not exceptional, not finished article or anything like that, but number of, you know, relatively good performances. And I say, I just think we took the foot off the gas a little bit second half, and say fair play to Beaconsfield for you know, giving us, you know, at times, you know, we were having to chase the ball, and, you know, and listen, that's good for our fitness.
And in terms of second half performance, after the injury on Saturday, it was nice to see Guy Hollis get 45 minutes.
Yeah, I thought Guy come in, done well today. You know, it's no secret, you know, guys, you know,
he's got difficult personal circumstances.
Absolutely, you know, and you know, so that sort of dictated his pre-season a little bit. Unfortunately, you know, we all know how good a player Guy is, you know, but he come in tonight, and you know, he put a number of firm challenges in, and you know, like the Guy Hollis. I mean, he's hungry. He wants to do really well this season, and you know, I'm sure he'll be fighting Brad and Niz, you know, and you know, between the three of them at the moment to make sure that they're in the starting lineup for the first game of the season.
And obviously, since the weekend, you announced that there's a few players that have kind of gone out to look for other games and things like that. Do you want to comment on that?
Yeah, I mean, Gary or Gherkan, whatever you want to call it, we all call him Gary, but I mean, he obviously had he missed the first 2 weeks of pre-season. You know, his nan hasn't been very well, and you know, and for Gary, he probably needed to, you know, have a good pre-season, because, you know, with the likes of Jilksy, Warren, and Putts, you know, it gives us good options out wide. And you know, at this stage, I said, you know, he needs to play some games and get himself up to match fitness to potentially give us another option. So so Gary will go out for, you know, probably for the first month, and then obviously Hicksy being suspended for the first three games, just felt that, you know, it was going to be difficult to give him any games now pre-season, you know, so he's going to go and play some games, you know, before he does his suspension. So, yeah, you know, it is, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, we released, you know, a couple of the, you know, trialists in Joel and Sam Bunting, and obviously the two central midfielders that we had on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, we're sort of getting where we need to be. You know, we're not saying that we're finished article, and, you know, you're always looking around, you know, can you strengthen? But you know, it's always an interesting time of the year.
Yeah, and so on to Fleet on Saturday.
Yeah.
And hopefully another good workout mixing up the team.
Yeah. You know, we will be in early on Saturday, you know, we'll be going over to the new ground, and we'll be doing a training session at the new ground for the first time. So we'll be going there first, and then we'll be going over to Fleet in convoy, and then you know, we'll play the game, and then we'll be having a social get together at Under's place for a barbecue. You know, it's important that the lads gel on the pitch and you know, in the changing room, and you know, socially, you know, because we need them to get on, we need them to like each other, because, you know, when you're playing with people you like, you work that little bit harder for them, so it's important that we do these types of things.
Excellent. Well, an exciting weekend to look forward to, and I hope it all goes really well. Have a good time, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you soon.
Cheers, John.
Thank you.